This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. Yesterday, we brought you a story about the support for Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump among two different groups, Chinese nationals and Chinese American voters. And we mentioned seeing an airplane over Seattle on Friday that was pulling a banner reading Washington Chinese Americans for Trump. We've received dozens of responses to that story, and we're going to get into that now with the reporter, Amy Radel. Hello, Amy.
Hi there.
So what triggered these responses?
Well, our story featured an interview with a student at the University of Washington who's a Chinese national, and he said he's rooting for Trump as a tool to bring America down, a pretty inflammatory quote. And since there were no Chinese Americans interviewed in the story, it wasn't really clear that the two groups, Chinese Americans and Chinese nationals, have totally different reasons for supporting Trump among those that do. So as a result, KUOW received a lot of angry emails from Chinese American listeners who said that student doesn't represent their views. That wasn't the intent of the story, but it's an important distinction that our story has since clarified with an update. And I'd like to read you part of a note that we received from a Chinese American Trump supporter from here in our region. He's been involved with the campaign for Trump here, and he said, "Your news significantly misreported our initiatives and misled your readers and listeners. It looks like the whole Chinese American population are against the U.S., this great country, because you chose an unrelated student to represent us. Actually, as a silent minority and model citizens, we Chinese Americans no longer want to be silent, and this time we voiced out and voted."
So what is this group, Chinese Americans for Trump?
So the group was started by a California resident. His name is David Tian Wang. And he says this is the first election where he's seen a lot of Chinese Americans really get involved and become more vocal. He compared it to first love. They're in their first love. And he said he's excited for Chinese American voters to get engaged, even if they don't support Trump, even though he does, obviously. The people in his group like Trump's stances on issues like immigration and national security. The airplane banner idea has been happening in multiple states. It started with a supporter in Arizona, actually, who's also a pilot. And then people in different states started chipping in money to get those flights around the country, including here. It's been happening pretty fast. You might not find an office with Washington Chinese Americans for Trump. It's really just an informal network of volunteers.
So does Donald Trump have widespread support among Chinese Americans?
Not to the best of our research. There was a study released about a month ago by the National Asian American Survey, and its findings suggested that Asian Americans over the last 20 years have increased their support for Democratic presidential candidates more dramatically than any other group. So at least their results say they're shifting Democratic. The findings there suggested that 67% of Chinese Americans have an unfavorable view of Trump. So we're not saying that he's the candidate of choice for Chinese Americans necessarily. But we also heard from people who aren't necessarily Trump supporters. They just wanted to let us know that the inference in our piece upset them.
So that story aired Tuesday. What steps have you taken since then?
So we've added additional reporting with interviews with Chinese Americans for Trump to the story on our website. And we also posted excerpts of some of the really thoughtful emails that we've received since then. People had really good things to say. They're looking for media they can trust to accurately reflect their issues and concerns at this time when emotions around this election are running so high. So we're trying to show that we appreciate that.
That's KUOW's Amy Radel. You can see her updated story and those email responses she was just talking about at KUOW.org. This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm.